We'd all like society to be a happier place, but how do we achieve that? This is a question that Professor Richard Layard has been considering as part of his work at the Centre for Economic Performance at the LSE. He believes a happier society would involve people thinking more about others and less about financial gain and status. So the next question is, how do we get there?
If people had different values, they were less involved with trying to get ahead of other people, more involved with trying to be on harmonious terms with other people and giving to other people rather than getting from them, this is the kind of thing which would make a better world. I think it's partly a matter of education. We, of course, used to have a religious basis for education which told people that they had obligation to other people. That's largely fragmented, and we need to find some other idea of what we are trying to do as a group of people, which should be to provide a decent life for other people as well as for ourselves. And I think the idea that you have your chief obligation is to yourself is being very destructive, because obviously if everybody's trying to get ahead of everybody else, that can't produce happiness.
And where do you think that ultimately has come from? Is that something that's been coming from government, or has it come, say, from a lack of religious education, or is it just something that we're all just moving towards anyway?
I think it's ultimately the driver of all social change is science. The religious belief was, of course, undermined by Darwin, and in the place of it grew this individualistic ethic, which made people feel, I think, in a way, very lonely. If your chief obligation is to yourself, to make the most of yourself, to succeed, it's a hell of a strain. And I think it's quite a comfort if you think that you shouldn't be judging yourself by how well you do, but how much happiness you create in the world. That gives you a chance of doing some rather nice things for other people, which in the end are more rewarding. I mean, psychology shows that people who are more concerned with other people are happier than people who are more concerned with themselves.
Is this also about taking more responsibility for yourself? I know you're talking about thinking about other people as well, but does it also tie into thinking about yourself and taking responsibility for your own actions?
Obviously, the world can't function unless individuals try to take the greatest responsibility they can for what they do in the world, rather than expecting other people to do things for them. So it comes back to what I was saying before. You will actually get more out of life if your main interest is in what you can give rather than what you can get.
So you said most of this needs to come from education. Does that mean it's going to need to start in our schools? And if we start now, it may not help the older people amongst us, but it would at least help the next generation.
I think it should happen everywhere. But of course, the schools are very important. And obviously, what parents teach their children is very important. And I think that for that reason and all kinds of other reasons, it's important to have parenting as a subject which is taught in schools and again offered in antenatal classes to both partners of a newborn child. But I think we're talking about a change in attitude on the part of employers as well. Employers, I think, encouraged, especially by consulting firms, to think increasingly about single output measures like the bottom line without reference to what is happening to the quality of working experience. I think there should be much more emphasis on what it is like to work in the firm and whether it's enjoyable to work in the firm. And if it means that providing better working conditions implies that you can't pay people quite so much, let's be open about that and discuss with the workforce whether they would rather have a more humane atmosphere at work and a bit less pay, which would produce just as competitive a firm as tougher work conditions and a higher output.
Do you also think that there's certain things that government can do, other than, say, setting up parenting classes and things like that, that perhaps would all give us a lead to follow?
Well, I think that the government policy should be oriented around the objective of enabling people to lead happier lives, and that would have big effects on priorities. For example, mental illness is the biggest single source of unhappiness in our society. It receives, at the moment, a very low priority and a low level of resourcing, so that people who are depressed, for example, basically have no choice of any kind of psychological therapy. They just have to take whatever pills are offered to them. We'd have a much greater priority for helping people in depression and anxiety and helping them back into work. Employers, of course, would need to be encouraged to be more sensitive to people with mental illness problems. And of course, totally different area. If you thought that happiness really mattered, you would see that the poor people in the third world value income an awful lot more than we do, and we would be transferring more to the third world. I think that would be a good mission for our society, to help others to live the kind of life we're able to.
And overall, do you think we're moving in that direction? Are we improving, or is it in fact getting worse?
I think some things are getting better. I think that we are tackling problems of social exclusion in this country. We are doing more for the third world. But I think that there's a kind of ideological onslaught coming across the Atlantic, led perhaps by the consulting firms, which is encouraging us to feel that we can't afford many of the things in life which we thought were valuable. And that's not true. Of course, we may have to pay for them, but we can afford them out of the increased, year by year, increased wealth of our society. We can afford a better quality of life rather than a worse quality of life.
That's Professor Richard Layard from the Centre for Economic Performance.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.